The Lake Christine wildfire last summer destroyed 3 homes and torched thousands of acres of forest. It also came dangerously close to taking down poles holding the full loop of power lines in Basalt. After this close call, Holy Cross Energy partnered with Rocky Mountain Institute to find ways to keep the lights on if there's another disaster. Last July, David Blakely watched the Lake Christine fire raging above Basalt. He stood at Holy Cross Energy's distribution substation, just a few hundred yards from where the fire ignited. He kept a close eye on the planes and helicopters, dropping thick lines of fire retardant between the flames and homes and businesses.
They were protecting the town, but it was also keeping the fire away from the lines, too. So that was kind of my main concern at that point.
Blakely is a vice president at Holy Cross Energy. On the 4th of July, the fire burned through one of 2 wooden poles that hold up the power lines as they leave the substation.
If it were to come down, it would have, it might have taken the entire loop out, just because both lines are on the same circuit or the same structure.
And that would have meant no lights, no refrigerators, no air conditioning in the entire Upper Valley during the busiest summer week. Pitkin County sent emergency alerts telling residents to prepare for a week of power outages. And though the winds shifted, the firefighters persisted, and the lights stayed on, the fire illuminated a weakness in the electrical grid in our valley. Electricity runs through the Roaring Fork Valley from point to point, like a child's game of connect the dots. There are 2 transmission lines that carry the current, which offers some backup if one is damaged. But both lines sit on the same wooden poles, and all of the lines run out of the same distribution substation.
We recognized that this was kind of the single point of vulnerability. We wondered if there were projects that could be done up valley of Basalt that would provide some energy services if this line were to be disabled in the future.
Mark Dyson is with Rocky Mountain Institute, or RMI. After the Lake Christine fire, Holy Cross Energy teamed up with RMI to look into ways to make the local energy grid more resilient, to prepare for any sort of disaster that might affect the power system.
So that could be solar. We talked about backup generation, talked about using school buses or other mobile generating sources.
RMI and Holy Cross convened several working groups to explore long-term, sometimes creative, solutions. In a disaster like a wildfire, buildings like schools or town halls can be critical communication hubs or evacuation centers. These places need reliable power sources. One idea, electric school buses. Emily Goldfield with RMI explains these buses could integrate with school buildings.
If the grid were to go down, you could then use these mobile batteries to discharge into the building to provide power.
So during a disaster, the lights, heat, and refrigerators could run in key parts of the building while the school's daily transportation system goes green. Other groups looked into creating microgrids that still provide energy if the main power lines go down. A microgrid sits outside of that point-to-point connect-the-dots drawing. It's still a part of the picture, but it can operate independently. RMI and Holy Cross think Snowmass Village and the Airport Business Center are possible spots for microgrids. In these places, solar panels connected to battery storage could provide power without relying on the larger system. Dyson explains this project looks beyond diesel generators, which sit unused except in rare emergencies.
And one of the things we did in this project was look at ways in which batteries or other resources could provide value every single day.
Many of the same strategies to keep power on during a disaster could potentially help both consumers and the utility year-round. Take rooftop solar with battery storage. If homeowners use these systems to generate electricity and store it, they can avoid tapping into the grid when everyone needs electricity, like on cold, dark winter nights.
That can save Holy Cross money because it lowers peak demand in those peak hours, but it also helps those folks keep some lights on if the grid does go down, if we have another fire.
David Blakely says Holy Cross has already taken steps to make the system stronger. There's new smart technology to help the company prevent any fires from igniting from Holy Cross's equipment. They've painted the bottom of the poles with fireproofing and cut back any flammable vegetation to provide a buffer around the lines. But there are some things Holy Cross just can't change.
Having 2 transmission lines in the same corridor is always going to be, that's just going to be a bottleneck for you.
So fireproofing can help in the short term, but true resiliency will mean moving from connect the dots to a more complex, multidimensional picture of electricity. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Zevery with Aspen Journalism.